online at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE4U. Or you can text in 411-923. Email in to info@rosieonthehouse.com. And that's, we'll get you in queue with Jay Harper of Harper's Nursery. Let's bring Maureen into the conversation. Wants to talk about her gardenias. Good morning.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
Are you talking to Maureen?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. I have a gardenia in my west part of my yard, and it is turning brown. The leaves are turning brown. I would say it's about 10 years old, and I've taken good care of it. I have several of them. And I wonder what I could do. I use an acid fertilizer, and I've given it extra water. And do you have any other suggestions?
Gardenias are one of those plants that's just really tough to grow here, quite honestly. They probably do better in containers than they do in the ground, you know, and then you'll find a spot where they just do marvelously. And then you try them somewhere else similar, and they just don't cooperate. They like acidic conditions. We have very alkaline conditions, so they are already kind of a couple strikes behind the curve with them. So use some gypsum or soil sulfur around them to try and maybe help improve the drainage. Try not to overwater them. They don't like to stay wet. They like good drainage, so you might be keeping it a little wet. Just a thought. Not sure, but that's a thought. And then once they start to bud, once the flower buds start to form, we generally recommend you quit fertilizing them until they're done blooming. And gardenias should be budding or starting to bloom about now.
Good luck with your gardenias, and keep us posted. We're going to move to Jim and Maricopa, who wants to talk about his vegetable garden. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning. I've got a vegetable garden that got Bermuda grass in it somehow. I have done everything from the flamethrower to completely rototilling it. I've used Roundup, a couple of gallons of it, and the stuff still keeps growing.
Well... move the vegetable garden.
Unfortunately, I have done that, but I want to use the area that it's in.
Couple of things that I would do. One thing I would do is obviously, for right now, if it's that bad, I would probably abandon trying to grow the garden there for a while. What I tell people is try and grow as good a Bermuda grass as you can in that spot. Water it, feed it, get it really growing good and active, and then use your herbicide of choice, or people that don't want to use Roundup, you might try solarizing it with clear plastic and putting that over it when it's hot. Some people will tell you to layer it enough with enough compost material, newspaper, weed fabrics. You just put enough stuff on there, maybe you can smother it. I haven't ever found that to be totally effective, but it might help. You might try just going above ground. Put a couple layers of good weed fabric down and do an above ground garden there. But in order for Roundup to be completely effective, you have to have good actively growing, whether it's Bermuda grass or a weed or whatever, that's just how it works the best.
Well, good luck, Jim. I know that's aggravating, and once Bermuda gets in, it does not like to give up. It's a very invasive root source.
It's one of those things you try and grow it as a lawn, and you can't get it to grow, and then you go try and get rid of it, you can't get rid of it. So it is frustrating sometimes.
And today at Harper's Nursery, I'll have the iris.
Sun Country Iris Society
Sun
here with
Country
man, they've
iris.
Got a fabulous display of iris, and of course they've got some iris to sell, potted iris, so a good way to do it. Remember, a week from tomorrow is Mother's Day.
Oh,
I know we had Arbor Day yesterday, but we're right into Mother's Day next weekend, so nursery or garden center is an awfully good place to think about getting a gift for mom, whether it's an iris or a rose bush or, you know, maybe plant or a tree. So Arbor Day, Mother's Day combo, plant a tree for mom today.
And we've also got a garden tour going on when?
Next Saturday, May 7th, the Arcadia Edible Garden Tour. You can still get tickets. Just go to their website at arcadiaediblegardentour.com. 8 to 2:30, a chance to see lots of great urban farms, including a few downtown.
Very good.
There's also today, you know, you talk about missing things on Saturday. You know what's going on today?
No.
Mesquite pancake breakfast down on First Street in Phoenix. I would love to be part of that. That's 9 to noon, so we'll miss that one. And then, of course, Superlight has their big sale. I'm going to try to talk Rosie into that one after the show.
What are you trying to get him to do around the house?
The driveway.
Oh, because you got the one, and now you need the circle. Okay,
That's right.
All right, well, that's the wrap-up of your Outdoor Living Hour. It's 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you to get online for the open line hour. It's your hour, the homeowner's hour. Anything and everything you want to talk about that relates to your house, home, castle, or cabin, get online now. 1-888-767-4348. You can also text in to 411-923 or email a question into info@rosieonthehouse.com.
Sign up for the Rosie on the House weekly newsletter. It's filled with timely gardening and home improvement advice, as well as special offers and discounts you can't find anywhere else. That's rosieonthehouse.com.